a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody, to the first judiciary meeting of the 2013 session. We're happy to get going here. We're going to take up a couple of bills today, and then we're going to adjourn and then do a tour of the women's prison and pier. I can probably hold 7 people in my vehicle if some people want to come with me, so we don't have to have all kinds of vehicles out there. But we should probably try to leave together, arrive together, and then tour together, and then come back in time to grab a bite and then hit the floor session. Any comments from staff, LRC staff, Ruben, at this moment?
No, sir.
Okay. I'd like to welcome anybody listening on the internet today. A reminder to everybody on the committee and in the crowd to turn your cell phones off or to turn them on silent. And if you plan on testifying today, remember to sign in at the back right by the door. There's a podium with a sign-in sheet. And at this time, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Wink.
Here.
Killer. Feinstein.
Here.
Gibson.
Here.
Hoffman.
Here.
Magstead.
Here.
Kopp.
Here.
Erickson.
Here.
Stevens.
Here.
Johns.
Here.
Hayek.
Here.
Hansen.
Here.
And Gosh.
Here.
Madam, Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Well, with that, I think we're going to jump right into our calendar unless our vice chair has any comments.
No.
To start off the session? No comments. Okay. With that, we're going to take up House Bill 1008. This is an act to codify legislation enacted in 2012. You may proceed. We'll take proponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Doug Decker. I am the code counsel for the state of South Dakota and staff to the Code Commission. The Code Commission is a 5-member board appointed by the legislature and the state bar. The current membership is made up by Representative Gosh is the House of Representatives member. The Senate member is vacant at this point because the person who held that position did not run. The chair of the Code Commission is Mike Demersman, who was appointed by the Executive Board of the Legislative Research Council. Then there are 2 members appointed by the State Bar. One member is Tom Lee, a lawyer here in Pierre, and the other member is former Representative or Senator Maggie Gillespie. That's your current membership. The Code Commission supervises the publication of the code, and that's what this bill is. It's a routine bill that is offered every year to, in effect, codify the previous year's legislation, move it from the session laws into the code. Section 1 identifies what the current official code of the state of South Dakota is. Section 2 provides a statute of repose that says that if you have not challenged the constitutionality of the enactment of a particular bill, you have until July 1 of 2013 in which to do that. If anything, it puts to rest any challenges in that way. And then Section 3 is a routine measure to try and put a scheme in place as to this bill is deemed to have been enacted first and every bill from this session has been enacted subsequent to it. And that's what this bill does. It's a routine measure offered every year from the Code Commission, and I would appreciate your support. And I'll answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Decker. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none. Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll open it up to committee questions if there are any. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, any comments and or action? Representative Feinstein.
I move to pass.
Second.
Moved by Representative Feinstein, seconded by Representative Gibson. Any comments on your motion?
I think Mr. Decker laid it out right. It's something we do every year, and let's go on and pass this, send it to the floor.
Thank you, Representative. Any further comments? With that, we will proceed to the vote. Those in favor of the due pass motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Wink.
Aye.
Feinstein.
Aye.
Gibson.
Aye.
Hoffman.
Aye.
Magstead?
Aye.
Kopp?
Aye.
Erickson?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Hayek?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Gosh.
Aye. That's 12-0. That will go to the floor with the do pass recommendation. Representative Hansen.
Mr. Chair, I move consent.
Second.
There's been an objection that will not be on the consent calendar. Representative Hansen, would you like to take this bill on the floor?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Representative. With that, we will proceed to the next bill, House Bill 1009. This is an act to correct an error in the recreational vehicle title statute. Again, welcome, Mr. Decker. You may proceed with proponent testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Doug Decker, code counsel and staff to the Code Commission. As I previously explained, the Code Commission supervises the publication of the code. And this bill is not a routine bill, but it is here to correct an error that occurred in the codification of 32.3-65 back in 2003 and 2004. This bill originally was passed, like I said, in 2003 and codified in 2004. What happened is this bill went back and forth between the House and Senate, numerous amendments, and the error that occurred is that the House transportation version of this bill was used by the publisher of the code to codify or publish the pocket part. The version that should have been used was the House engrossed version. There was a mistake in the transmission of the proper bill to the publisher. The thing that happened was that if you look on page 1, line 8, the underlined material was omitted in the part that was codified, along with the underlines on page 2, line 6. Ordinarily, the Code Commission, by other statute, has the ability to correct apparent errors that occur in the code. The problem with this is that subsequent to this error occurring in the code, the legislature, in effect, passed this version of 32-365 two other years, which, in effect, ratified the error. No one intended the language that you see underlined to be omitted from this bill, and what this does is bring it back to what it should be. I'll answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Decker. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1009? Seeing none, any opponent testimony? Seeing none, any questions from the committee? Again, seeing none, any comments and or action?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hoffman.
Mr. Chair, I move due pass on House Bill 1009.
Second.
That's moved by Representative Hoffman. Seconded by Representative Gibson. Any comments on your motion?
No, thank you.
Any other comments from the committee? Seeing none, we'll proceed to vote. Those in favor of the do pass motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Wink?
Aye.
Representative Feinstein?
Aye.
Gibson?
Aye.
Hoffman?
Aye.
Magstead?
Aye.
Kopp?
No.
Erickson?
Aye.
Stevens?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Hayek?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Gosh.
Aye.
The 11 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
Thank you. With that, we will defer the remainder of the calendar to next Wednesday. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.